Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a really, really interesting story, I think, out of Major League Baseball, as you have Josh Donaldson versus Tim Anderson with the White Sox and the Yankees. Set up what happened.
All right, so Josh Donaldson was getting second base, and this over the weekend, and him and Tim Anderson got into a little kind of back and forth verbal spat.
And Tim Anderson is black. For those that don't know,
Tim Anderson is black. Josh Donaldson is a D-bag. So later on in the game, Josh is at bat, and he and the catcher start to get in. Now the benches start to clear. So now there's a fight. And now the benches, and it's a baseball fight. It's one of those things where you both go out there. You're like, hold me back, man. Hold me back. It's not like they're not throwing blows here. Yeah,
any sports fight.
Any sports fight, right. Absolutely. So that's where this whole thing started. And now we wanted to find out exactly what was going on. Why did these two verbally get into an altercation? Why was there a bench clearing brawl at the next time he was at bat? Well, Tim Anderson explained what exactly had gone down.
Yeah, he just made a disrespectful comment. Basically was trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. I wasn't really, bothering nobody today, but, he made a comment, and, it was disrespectful, and I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
That was when you guys crossed past the shortstop there, into the third?
Yeah, but that happened in the first time he got on, and I spared him that time, and it happened again. It was just uncalled for. I got time to, be playing like that.
I spared him.
Spared him.
I love that line. I spared him the first time. So in the first inning, Josh Donaldson calls Anderson Jackie. Why? Because back in 2019, Tim Anderson did an interview with Sports Illustrated. He described himself as feeling like today's Jackie Robinson and how he's getting to a point where he needs to change the game. Donaldson said he had referred to him as that in the past. This wasn't the first time, and that he was joking around. Obviously, Tim Anderson and the rest of the White Sox did not take it as a joke. And Tony La Russa afterwards said it was a racist comment.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, that's a racist comment. That is as strong as it gets. Here is Josh Donaldson explaining his point of view.
All right, so first inning, I called him Jackie. So let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview, said that he's the new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game, right? And 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. I don't know what's changed from, and I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner than just joking around for the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson, if something has changed from that, like, my meaning of that is not at any term trying to be racist by any fact of the matter. It was just off of an interview that what he called himself. And when we said that before, we joked about it, he laughed, whatever.
What do we think?
Ooh. I hate to say it's probably somewhere in the middle, but I mean, if Tim Anderson, David Cone, who's on the Yankees broadcast, said, if Tim Anderson, if somebody feels disrespect, that's good enough for me. I mean, that's probably the safe way to play it, right? If somebody feels disrespected, then you got to take it like that. The intent, I'm a big on intent. What was the intent? There's no way to know the intent. But I do think that, you know, him calling himself that does leave him open for ball breaking and mockery.
I agree.
You know, like if I...
That's a hell of a crown to put on yourself.
It is. Now, I get, like, you know...
I don't know the full context. If he was talking about, I need to bring fun back, or...
Yes.
I am someone worthy of being the next Jackie Robinson, you know, you probably shouldn't go there in terms of crowning yourself, but I didn't know the full context of that interview at SI.
The context of the interview was not, I am the next Jackie, like, I'm going through what Jackie went through. Yeah. I'm as good as Jackie. It was, you know, Jackie brought a new element to the game of baseball that we hadn't really seen. And Tim Anderson is like, I'm trying to bring that back. I'm trying to bring that fun element, that athletic element, whatever you want to say. I'm trying to bring that back to the game of baseball. So, yeah, he wasn't calling himself, hey, look, I'm just as good as Jackie Robinson, just that I'm trying to bring to the game fun.
Yeah.
Athletic, whatever you want to say.
Totally fine.
Yeah. And I didn't have a problem with Tim Anderson saying that. But, you know, I do get it. Like, if you call yourself and you compare yourself ever to a great,
yeah,
you do leave yourself open to mockery. But it is a place that Josh probably shouldn't have gone.
It's like Deshaun Watson. You know, Dabo called him MJ. So I could see in his rookie season defenders being like, what's up, Mike? Nice interception, MJ.
Right. Right.
Mocking him. Now,
there's no connotation of, you know, when you compare somebody to MJ versus Jackie Robinson. Yeah. Jackie Robinson is a completely different figure.
And I really need to know the context of Donaldson previously saying this to Tim Anderson before. It's weird if Anderson reacted like this if they had joked about this before, you know? And again, what was their previous relationship? If they had a relationship where they break balls, then I'm fine with it. And
sounds like they have no relationship at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Not according to Donaldson.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true. Now,
Donaldson is like, what happened in Atlanta? We joked about this in Atlanta. What suddenly changed?
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to get over the douchiness of Josh Donaldson. Like, I'm trying to judge this, and I already know where Troy's probably going to go. I'm trying to judge this without Donaldson being Donaldson, going back to the Toronto days. Very hard for me to do it. But, you know, I take it very serious when there's accusations of racism thrown out. That word is thrown out way too freely. Way too freely. I take great offense to it. I don't know if I can... I don't think I can without hesitation say this was racist from Josh Donaldson. Was it ball breaking? Was it mocking? Look, just don't even go towards the name Jackie Robinson to begin with.
There you go. Well, yes.
That's like the one name in sports you should probably stay away from no matter what, right?
Right.
Like,
you know, and Aaron Boone was saying, like, you know, he shouldn't have gone there. Like,
don't go there.
Josh should not have gone there, and he shouldn't have. You know, that doesn't mean that it was racist. It means that he shouldn't have gone there. He should have known better.
Stupid.
Right. Yeah.
It might be I would more say it's a stupid reference. But.
You know, Liam Hendricks, who plays for the White Sox, said.
He went off.
Yeah, he was like, you know, usually you have inside jokes with people you're friends with. You know, other than that, then don't have the inside joke. I get that. I mean, I don't know what their relationship is.
What do you think, Troy?
Well, I mean, I think you pretty much said it at the very beginning. The accusations of racism against someone is so widespread now that you got to be a little careful with it. Like Josh Johnson, I don't know if he's racist. His haircut is, but I don't know if he is. But at the same time, it's like you said, if this had been any other player, I'd probably be more open to listen to their side. But it's Josh Donaldson. He's such a D-bag, and I just don't like the guy. But at the same time, racism is a strong thing to use against someone else. And it's like RJ said, you know, let's just full transparency here, and let's just be totally honest and real on the show. If you have a friend that's minority, like I have my one of my good friends, D, he's African American. Behind the scenes, we make jokes about each other that if I said that right now with the red light on this microphone, yeah, I'd be instantly fired.
Yes.
But it's because I've known him for over 20 years and we can make those jokes.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson haven't been bonding together for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's why you cannot make that joke.
Okay, let's just say that they didn't have a relationship and he called him Jackie based upon that interview. Where does that leave you in terms of how offensive that is?
Yeah, see, now you're back to the busting balls versus, you know, and here's the point.
Is it like if someone comes into the league and they're like, I'm the next LeBron, and you're like, what's up, King? Come on, King.
Yeah.
In their rookie year with one of these kids that's about to get drafted?
I think if that happened and somebody said, let's say a white dude
It just
dude
feels
said that,
different when it's Jackie Robinson.
Right. Well, Jackie's different.
Yeah, because
right?
Jackie broke the color barrier.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like
he's the hallowed figure of sports. It's totally different.
He's the representation of bringing in African Americans to the professional game of baseball.
Yeah, I think if somebody said that about LeBron, like if somebody called, you know, you said, I'm the next LeBron James.
It's different.
And they started calling you King, I think it's totally different than saying, than Jackie Robinson. The connotation of
or like Henry Aaron.
Yeah, look, anybody that had to play baseball in you know around that, like, you know, they went through a lot. And I think there are some guys that are just they're just off limits.
What's the text line saying? I'm curious.
Man, it's it is very anti Tim Anderson. Just saying this is an overreaction. There is quite a bit of people saying though, Josh Donaldson saying something racist doesn't necessarily make him racist. You could say something racist without being one, which
okay,
it's an interesting point. You know, he could be a D-bag, and that's what he is. Others saying that Tim is overreacting here. You know, the White Sox are overreacting, and then there's a little bit saying Josh Donaldson is a complete joke.
So there it is. And I think they had a doubleheader yesterday as well.
White Sox won them both. Anderson hit a home run. And, you know, I think somebody posted a video of him yelling to the crowd because they were booing him mercilessly. Everybody shut the blank up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.